You know that feeling when you're faced with something incredibly complex, a dense article maybe, or a complicated problem, and you just wish someone could, I don't know, distill it down? Just get to the essential insights, those aha moments that really matter.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we aim for here at the Deep Dive.
We're sort of your shortcut to understanding the core of these complex topics.
And today, this deep dive is crafted specifically for you, the learner. You know, someone who's driven by curiosity, wants to grasp knowledge quickly, thoroughly,
Right.
appreciates seeing different facets of a subject, and really enjoys those moments when it all clicks, but, you know, without feeling totally lost in jargon.
Absolutely. So what's the subject we're diving into today? It's stochastic partial differential equations with time-independent noise. Now, I know that sounds like maybe something reserved for advanced math textbooks.
Does sound a bit intimidating, yeah.
But believe me, there are some really fascinating fundamental ideas here. Our guide for this is a research paper called Interpolating the Stochastic Heat and Wave Equations with Time-Independent
Right.
Noise.
And our goal today really is to pull out the key questions from this paper. Like, under what conditions can we be sure these intricate equations even have meaningful solutions? Do they exist just for a bit, or do they last forever? And how do they behave over time? We're especially interested in how this paper gives us this unifying view.
Connecting things that seem different.
Exactly, connecting the stochastic heat equation and the stochastic wave equation.
Okay, let's unpack this, starting with the basics. SPDEs, stochastic partial differential equations. What are they? Why should you care?
Now, think about regular differential equations. They describe change, right?
Yeah.
Population growth, how heat spreads.
Here.
SPDEs are like that, but they add a random element. That's the noise. And that randomness lets us model a huge range of real-world things where uncertainty is just, well, part of the picture.
Turbulence or finance.
Exactly. Turbulent fluids, unpredictable financial markets, all sorts of things.
And this paper focuses on time-independent noise. What does that mean, practically?
It means the randomness itself, its statistical character, doesn't change over time. Think of it like static on a radio. The pattern of hiss might change moment to moment, but the overall type of static stays the same.
Okay, so the fluctuations are constant in their nature.
Right. It simplifies the math a bit, but the ideas are still really rich.
Got it. Now, to really dig into these equations, the paper uses some, let's say, sophisticated tools, fractional differential operators.
Yeah, that's a key one. Instead of just the usual instantaneous rate of change, the derivative fractional operators look at change over a fraction of a past interval.
So, like, it has a memory.
Exactly. It builds in a kind of memory of how things have been changing. Super useful for systems where the past lingers, you know?
Makes sense.
The paper mentions the Caputo fractional derivative and the Riemann-Liouville fractional integral specifically. Those are the tools they use.
And alongside those, there's the fractional Laplacian. How does that fit in?
Okay, so the normal Laplacian often describes how things spread out evenly, like heat. The fractional version generalizes that. It allows for influences that aren't just local, but can kind of jump.
Non-local interactions.
Precisely. Things can affect each other even if they're not immediate neighbors.
All right, so we have these advanced equations, fractional operators, constant randomness. Now you mentioned something really interesting, interpolation.
Yes. This is maybe the core idea. The paper builds a kind of mathematical bridge between two really important SPDEs, the stochastic heat equation, the SHE.
Which describes things smoothing out like diffusion.
Generally, yes.
Yeah.
And the stochastic wave equation, the SWE.
Which is more about propagation, like ripples.
Exactly. And the paper shows you can essentially tune certain parameters in their more general equation to smoothly transition from SE-like behavior to SWE-like behavior.
Wow. Okay. So it's like one framework covers both.
In a sense, yes. It unifies them. It's like adjusting ingredients in a recipe to get related but different dishes.
Cool. And what are these ingredients, these parameters we can tune?
The paper highlights a few key ones. There's A, which relates to that fractional Laplacian, the non-local part.
Okay.
B, which is tied to the time evolution, the time derivative
No, right.
aspect, connected to that Riemann-Liouville integral, the memory part.
Uh-huh.
And then there are others like N and BIC that also shape the equation's characteristics.
It sounds complex to track all those.
It is. And the basic solutions themselves, the fundamental solutions, they're mathematically quite involved. They use something called the FOXH function.
Fox H function, never heard of it.
It's pretty specialized. The takeaway is just that it's a flexible function that lets these equations capture a really wide range of behaviors, much more than simpler functions could.
Okay. But for these solutions to mean something physically, they often need to be positive or non-negative.
That's often crucial, yes. The paper makes a key assumption. The fundamental solution is non-negative, but only under certain conditions.
Conditions involving those parameters.
Exactly. They lay out four different sets of conditions based on the spatial dimension D and those parameters A, B, and R. There's actually a figure one in the paper that visualizes how these parameters need to relate for non-negativity.
Good to have a visual. All right, let's switch focus a bit to the noise itself, the random part.
Right. So the noise, they call it W, is specified as a time-independent Gaussian process. Gaussian just means the random values at any point follow that familiar bell curve distribution.
And time-independent we already covered.
Correct. What really defines this noise is its covariance structure. That basically tells you how the randomness at one point in space is related to the randomness somewhere else.
Is it correlated? Independent.
Precisely. And this structure is described mathematically by something called a spectral measure.
Okay, spectral measure. Sounds a bit abstract.
It is, but think of it like this. Imagine a bumpy, random landscape. The spectral measure helps describe the patterns in those bumps. Are nearby bumps usually similar heights or completely unrelated?
Gotcha. Like the texture of the randomness.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
And this links to the correlation function, GORX, which directly measures how strongly the noise at one point relates to the noise at another point X distance away.
Okay.
The paper uses a general form for this correlation in assumption 1.3. It's broad enough to cover different noise types, like the Ries kernel.
Which is linked to long-range dependencies, right? Where things far apart can still be connected.
Exactly. And also time-independent fractional noise, which people had already studied for the SHE.
So they're building on previous work.
Definitely. They also mentioned the spectral density. It's basically the Fourier transform of the correlation function, another way to look at the noise structure, focusing on spatial frequencies. And they explicitly connect their noise setup to earlier studies on the SWE by Balan and others, and on the SHE by Hu and Chin, showing how their framework generalizes those cases.
Right. So the big question then becomes, do these equations actually have solutions? Always, sometimes.
That's the core solvability question. And the paper distinguishes between global solutions, ones that exist for all future time, and local solutions, which might only exist for a finite time before, well, potentially blowing up or becoming undefined.
And Theorem 1.6 addresses this.
Yes. It's got two main parts, and they hinge on a parameter called dia, which basically measures the strength or roughness of the noise correlation.
Okay, what's the first part?
Part one gives a condition and inequality equation, 1-point Nelron, involving A, B, R, and the dimension D. If that condition holds, you're guaranteed a unique global solution with nice statistical properties, specifically an LPI.
LP meaning its statistical moments behave well.
Essentially, yes, for all PR2.
And the second part, for when that first condition doesn't hold?
Right. Part two gives a different condition, inequality. 1.11. If that one holds, you get a local solution. It exists and behaves nicely up to a certain point.
But not forever.
Potentially not. The theorem identifies a critical time, T2. Before T2, the solution's second moment, its L2 norm, is fine. After T2, the mathematical series used to calculate it diverges.
Suggesting a blow-up.
Suggesting a blow-up, or at least that the L2 moment becomes infinite. Yeah. And they even give a formula for this critical time, PP, equation 1.12. It depends on the parameters and a constant mod.
So you can estimate how long the local solution might last.
Exactly. It gives you a time scale.
That's clearer with examples, I bet. Does the paper provide some?
It does. Several useful ones. Let's take the stochastic heat equation, the SHE first.
Okay.
For the SHE, the parameters are A2, B equals 1, R equals 0. Plugging these into the condition for a local solution from theorem 1.6.
The second condition.
Yes. You find that a local solution exists if AMAU, the noise parameter, is 2, and the dimension D is 2 or more.
So AMAU is 2 AMAU.
Right. They specifically mention the 2D SHE with white noise, which is a special case where IOCLE equals D. So I equals D equals 2.
And it has a local solution.
It has a local solution with specific critical time TP given by equation 2.2. They connect this back to earlier work by Hu.
Interesting. What about higher dimensions for SHE?
Well, the paper notes that for D being 3 or more, the standard SHE with white noise generally doesn't have these well-behaved L2 solutions.
Huh. Okay. What about the wave equation, the SWE?
For the SWE, they set AE2 and sort of formally B equal 2 with R between 0 and 12. The condition for a local solution then becomes 3 plus 2R AD.
3 plus 2R AD. Okay.
But there's a catch. Remember the non-negativity conditions we mentioned.
Uh-huh.
For the SWE case, those often restrict the spatial dimension D to be 3 or less.
Okay, so D can't be arbitrarily large here.
Typically not, if you need that non-negativity. So they focus on the interesting case where AAD equals 3. This happens when RADD equals 3. That's the SWE with white noise in 3D.
And does it have a local solution?
Yes. Theorem 1.6 guarantees a local solution, and they give its critical time, TP, in equation 2.4, noting it matches results from Balin et al.
So the framework holds up for these known cases. Does it cover more exotic things, fractional SPDEs?
Briefly, yes. Examples 2.4 and 2.5 look at cases where R is tied to B or R0 with A2, referencing figures 4 and 5. They state the local solvability conditions and give a critical time formula, 2.6.
An SHE with a fractional Laplace.
That's example 2.6. Here B, what's 1, R, E0, but A can be anywhere between 0 and 2. The local solution condition becomes A equals AAD.
So if you have white noise in 2D, you'd need the fractional Laplacian power A to be 2.
Exactly. The case AAD equals 2 corresponds to a fractional Laplacian SHE with A2, so it's actually the standard Laplacian, in 2D with white noise. It has a local solution with critical time in equation 2.6.
Okay, so we know when solutions might exist. What about how they behave in the long run, if they do exist globally?
That's the question of asymptotics. The paper looks at moment asymptotics, how the statistical moments of the solution behave as time seq goes to infinity.
Like the average value or the variance.
Precisely. Theorem 1.7 tackles this. It gives a formula, equation 1.33, for the limit of a scaled version of the logarithm of the PF moment, assuming we're in the global solution case.
So under the condition from the first part of Theorem 1.6?
Correct. The formula involves some parameters, PF in a scale time TP, which are defined based on the equation's parameters and the noise, equation 1.14.
And there's a corollary too.
Yes. Corollary 1.8 gives alternative ways to look at this. You can see how a fixed moment behaves as time goes to infinity, equation 1.15, or how higher moments behave at a fixed time, equation 1.16.
Useful perspectives. Do they apply this back to the SHE and SWE examples?
They do. For the SWE, example 2.7, setting the parameters appropriately makes their general tie and TP formulas match the ones derived specifically for SWE by Balin et al.
That's a good consistency.
Yes, and they give the specific asymptotic formulas for SWE with white noise in 1D and 2D, equations 2.D and 2.11.
What about the SHE?
Same story. Example 2.8, setting A, B, B equals 1, R equals 0. Their formulas match results conjectured for SE and results obtained by X Chen. They show the specific 1D SHE white noise case, equation 2.1.
Okay, and the fractional cases.
They look at asymptotics for SE with a fractional Laplace, example 2.9. Here B1, A is fractional, R0, and they assume SD for global solutions. They present the formulas 2.13, 2.14, and show they're consistent with previous work on similar equations that even had time-dependent noise when you set the time dependence part to 0.
Nice connection.
And finally, examples 2.10 and 2.11 give asymptotic formulas for the SPDEs with specific R values.
Oh.
R, or RRRE0, when driven by white noise in 1D, D equals 1, showing how the parameter B affects the long-term growth.
Yeah, okay. That's quite a comprehensive picture.
It really is. So just to recap our deep dive today, we've explored this general framework for SPDEs that uses fractional operators and time-independent noise.
Right.
We saw how it interpolates, how it connects the stochastic heat and wave equations just by tuning parameters. We looked at the conditions for global solutions versus local solutions and that idea of a critical time.
And then the long-term behavior, the asymptotics.
Exactly. How the moments of the solution evolve over long periods.
And hopefully for you, our learner, the aha moment is seeing how these seemingly very different equations, heat, wave, fractional variations, can actually be understood as part of a single unified structure.
It really provides a powerful lens. And this deep dive, it's really just a starting point, isn't it?
Absolutely.
If any of these ideas, fractional derivatives, that Fox H function, spectral measures, whatever spark your interest, definitely explore them further. There's so much more there.
For sure. And maybe a final thought to leave you with. Consider how this complex dance between the math, the fractional operators, the parameters, and the nature of the randomness, the noise, how that interplay dictates whether the systems these equations model are stable in the long run, how they behave fundamentally, what could the real world implications be in physics, maybe, or material science, or even finance?
That's a great question. Where might these theoretical insights lead in practice? Something to ponder.